It's time for today's AM Minnesota program. It is being sponsored by Century 21 Atwood, Professional Pride Realty in Northfield.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today. Support's tied to the optimism about tariff talks with China and the potential for trade aid. The trade's also watching U.S. harvest and planting in South America. November beans are up 6 3/4 at 10.28 3/4. January's 5 higher at 10.44. December soybean meal's up $2 at $278.90. December bean oil's up 27 at $51.31. Corn is modestly higher as forecasts in the mid-month generally look warm and dry for much of the region, helping the harvest. Corn is looking at a rise in supply, but also at solid demand. December's 1 3/4 higher at 421.5. March is up 1 at 437.25. And wheat's mostly firm. Recent rainfall in the Midwest and Plains has delayed winter wheat planting, but the soil moisture recharge is beneficial. December Chicago's up 3/4 at 507.5. Cotton and rice are both mostly lower, watching harvest activity. December cotton is up 4 at 64.50. March has just come back to steady at 66.38. November rice is down 7.5 at 10.81.5. January 6 lower at 11.09. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are higher, waiting for the week's direct business to get underway. Asking prices are at 235 to 237 live. December live's down 45 at 237.27. February's 25 lower at 240.47. November feeders are up $1.62 at 365.87. And hogs are up modestly with contracts at a discount to the cash index. December lean is 27 higher at 86.45, and February's up 25 at 88.52. Crude oil's higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL Agri-Boosters, including Craig Keller over there at the Keller Insurance Agency in Near Strand, of course. Craig helps protect all things important to you. We will continue with today's AM Minnesota program right after this.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Now let's head back to News Director Gordy Cosfield up in Northfield at Century 21 Atwood Professional Pride Group.
We have no less, Jerry, than the chief of the fire department here in Northfield, the first ever full-time fire chief in Northfield history, Tom Nelson, making history. And Tom was just mentioning to me off the air that he was in radio before he got into fire suppression. He's a smart guy. He got out of radio.
Well, yeah, I don't know why anyone would choose to get out of broadcast media. It's we're talking about live radio like this doesn't happen often enough.
Not and anymore.
Small town radio is about live and local.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So I was talking with Pete a little bit ago. We have my mother, she's okay now with, like, once you get to a certain age, it's okay. She just turned 98.
Wow.
And she is
98
as heck. And we were talking, my mom was a realtor, but I think still keeps part of her license active so that she can get referrals for different things.
At 98?
At 98. Still drives, still goes to the store, sharper than a lot of us. But I told her last time that I was on with Pete, and she goes, oh, he's a good guy. And I think what's funny is that I think people think that the realtors are super competitive. It's like this and this and this. And you hang out together. You go to happy hour together. You're working together on, you know, this is the listing agent and the buyer's agent. You're really a bunch of close friends. Yes. And sure, there's some, I'm sure, rivalry a little bit, like, oh, we didn't get that listing. But when it comes down to it, is there's the group of realtors in Northfield that are very close and work closely together. And that's important. And I think the thing is, too, is that people know who they can trust.
Yes.
And that's the big thing in the business. So, yeah, it's always good to know that. And I'm sure my mom will say, well, good, I'm glad you talked to Pete today. So it is open house this week. It is fire prevention week nationwide. I know Dusty and the crew in Faribault just had their open house on Saturday. So it is kind of nice that we're not on top of each other. Ours is going to be Thursday night. That's tomorrow night.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, with forward promotion, you got to make sure that you pick, say, to tomorrow, right, Gordy?
Yeah.
We're not saying the next day. So, yeah, tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Northfield Safety Center, fire, if you know it as that, or the fire station. We do it every other year, and it's a lot of fun. So if you're looking for a little jaunt up tomorrow night, grab the kids or grandkids and come up. We'll have a demonstration of auto extrication right on the apron of the fire station. All the equipment will be out. You can jump in, honk the horn until the air runs out. You'll be able to get handouts on fire prevention, and we are going to have Summit Fire Protection, who does a lot of work. They bought out Mortensen Fire Safety, who a lot of us remember, Carl, and then his son-in-law, Craig, who did fire extinguishers all over Northfield, Faribault, Owatonna, the whole area. They are going to be up, and they're going to be doing free home. If you can bring in up to 2 home fire extinguishers, and they'll do an annual inspection. So that's a great service, because we have a lot of people that come in, and I'm sure Dusty and crew has the same thing. It's like, well, what can I do about this? Is it okay? And you need to have your fire extinguisher inspected every year. And they do it at all the businesses and colleges and everything around. So they will be here with a big blow-up fire extinguisher. They'll answer questions. And then we will do what we also do, is we have a trailer that has a little propane fire in it, and we've got a whole bunch of old extinguishers that Summit has given us that are past date, but they're great for training. So we set a little fire in that, and you grab an extinguisher and you pull the pin. It's tough to find an opportunity where you can actually use a real extinguisher and put a fire out. So whether it's kids at home, you know, have them give it a try. It's really good to be able to try it. And we'll also have the culmination of the evening is we set up the whole Fifth Street Bridge will be closed. So you can walk across that. We set up and we partner with Central Farm Services. They bring the big propane truck that they bring out to farms to fill the tanks up and connect it to what we call the Christmas tree, because it kind of looks like a tree. And it has propane that shoots out of all the branches of the tree. And it simulates as if we had a propane tank on fire and we have to go up and close the valve. So it's a great photo op. The kids love it. You can feel the heat, but it's in a controlled environment. So it's a lot of fun. We'll have some swag to give away. We'll talk about fire prevention. Like I said, free popcorn. You can come around and look at all the trucks. So that's going to be the open house part that'll be Thursday night. What's happening now is firefighters are taking trucks up to all the elementary schools, and I know Dusty and crew do a similar thing, to pass on the message to kids about whether it's stop, drop, and roll, or, you know, don't play in the kitchen when stuff's being cooked, don't touch the oven, don't store Tupperware. People seem to love to store plastic wherever they can, and we've had it where someone throws, you know, well, we keep all our Tupperware, Rubbermaid, whatever the brand is, we keep it in the oven because it's a good place to store it. Well, and then grandma comes over and is going to cook something and preheats the oven. And the other thing we tell kids is don't come in and, like, put the grocery bag on the stove while it's off. Well, it might have just been used. So some of those things, and then The big thing in the focus of Fire Prevention Week this year is lithium-ion batteries. And we all, Faribault came, and we came when it was, I think it was a couple of years ago now, that we had the big fire at the landfill, solid waste facility. And I've talked then in passing to the folks out there, and they're like, oh, we regularly have it where we see something smoking after we're spreading out from a truck. I know Faribault's had it. We've had it where a garbage truck will start smoking. It's like, don't throw lithium-ion batteries in the garbage. The solid waste facility has a place. You can bring them there. And, you know, think about the new smoke alarms that have 10-year batteries, lithium-ion. Basically, anything now, kind of new technology, where it's an iPhone or even an old flip phone, those are all lithium-ion. And, oh, well, I don't need this anymore. I'm just going to throw it away. Or, obviously, the batteries that are on power drills, now nothing has a cord anymore. They're all lithium-ion. So they you'd be surprised where they are. And just realize that you can't just throw those in the garbage. The other thing that they're really focusing on, too, is when you're charging anything. You know, there's e-bikes now, all these different things. I'm sure pretty soon we're going to see those mobility scooters move to lithium-ion. And so there you've got it right next to your bed. And the key thing with those is always use the batteries. You know, you can always go to Amazon or wherever and, oh, look, these batteries are a lot cheaper. I'm going to get them through, you know, so-and-so. Well, those aren't potentially UL listed. They're not matched with the charger. Someone says, oh, I lost my charger, so I ordered one online. Those are recipes for disaster. So the key things that we're telling kids are, if you're charging something, leave it on like this table, or leave it on the nightstand or something, not on the couch, on the pillows, because they do get warm. And so you don't want it to be basically insulated in something like that or on the carpet. Have it where it's going to be out and open and kind of on a safe environment, and don't use chargers that aren't made for it. And you may save a little bit of money, but you're potentially going to pay in the long run. The other thing that we always hit on is smoke alarms, and I hope we're doing okay on time. Gordy gives me the thumbs up that we are making sure that, yes, it's always change your battery, check the battery kind of thing. The other thing that we're finding, and Faribault Fire's finding it as well, is those last 10 years, whether it's CO alarms or smoke alarms, smoke detectors, after 10 years, the manufacturer says replace them. So we can almost tell by the area of town, oh, this area of town was built X number of years ago. We're going to get calls there, and it's going to be that the smoke alarms are too old. So you can pull them down, check the date. If they're old, replace them. The other thing is, fire code says, if they're hardwired, you need to replace them with hardwired smoke alarms. You can get hardwired ones with the 10-year battery so that you're not having to deal with it. But if you take it down and it's interconnected, you don't want to just put up a 10-year battery standalone one. So those are the key things about fire prevention this week that we'd like you to take away. Also, remember, you can't just burn outside because you want to. You can talk to Faribault Fire if you want to find out what their rules are about permitting in the city limits. In Northfield, the city limits, and Dundas, you can't just burn, and we have people to do it, and you get a response fee invoice for doing that. The permits are cheap for out in the county DNR site, or I know for the Faribault area, you can get out countywide permits that are at the fire station. So keep those in mind. Be careful burning.
You guys don't do that here locally?
We very seldom issue any burn permits within the city limits of Dundas and Northfield, unless it's like a prairie restoration. The colleges have some of that land. Some people have native grasses in their yards, and we allow that. But you can't just rake up a bunch of branches and burn them, and it's all smoky. You can bring them to the compost site in the city of Northfield. There's a lot of other things, and it's a big smoky mess otherwise. So you can have a recreational fire, which is basically a 3-foot fire pit that you are sitting around roasting marshmallows and singing. It's not for getting rid of yard waste. Yard waste you can get it from Dick's Sanitation. They have the weekly bins that will come and pick up your yard waste. That's the best way to do it. because there's a lot of people around that having smoky air is a health hazard for them. So,
frankly, I think the best way to do it is to just mulch the leaves.
Sure. There's a lot of different ways, and so there's really a lot of options and kind of no excuses for just, oh, I'm just going to burn this. So, yeah, keep that in mind.
Last week, Faribault had a, last weekend, I think it was, yeah, last weekend, Faribault had a garage fire, and the ignition source was rags with thinner on them.
Oh, yeah,
going in a plastic garbage can in the garage.
Classic. We've had it. It was probably 10 years ago up on the, I think it was up in the Mayflower area, Northfield, where the old, the husband was staining the deck and put the rags underneath the deck, and they spontaneously combusted, burnt the deck, and did significant damage on the house. The other thing is that we see regularly, and I'm sure Dusty and the crew in Faribault do too, is people smoking outside. You know, you don't want to smoke in the house, so you smoke outside. You flick the butt into the mulch or put it out in a planter that's got peat moss in it. And as we know, peat can combust. And the next thing you know, you the deck's on fire, potentially the house. So proper use, proper disposal of smoking materials is a key. And it's kind of that same message since probably the 60s. You don't smoke in bed, you don't do all that. Well, now people smoke outside, and it still gets into the outside of the house.
Yeah, I would recommend that if people come to your open house tomorrow evening, they make sure they go inside the station and see your museum case out in the front there.
Oh, yeah. Northfield Fire's been around for over 152 years now. We have great pictures that show, like, the fire trucks up at Carlton and St. Olaf and the old fire station downtown. So it's pretty cool. I remember being at Burnsville, and it says, serving since 1981. 1981? I was in high school. Come on, guys. So, yeah, there's a lot of history. We have one of the trucks that was purchased in 1926 that's going to be out for display, just like when you drive by the fairgrounds and see the old aerial truck. Yeah. I think that was from 65 in front of that from Faribault Fire. So, yeah, both departments have a lot of history. We partner all the time with Faribault Fire. They were up last weekend for some crop fires that we had during the wind and work together regularly. So hats off to the folks at Faribault Fire Department as well.
But you have to get along, much like the realtors.
Totally. That's a great example. And we know, and Dusty and his crew, it's like, if we need help, all we got to do is ask, and it's bidirectional mutual aid. Same thing with Lonsdale, Morristown, everyone else. So
we're supposed to be getting a new fire truck, you know.
There's some nice new ones down in Faribault. I was really impressed. I hadn't been down there in a while. I went down for the 9/11 thing. That's where I saw you most recently. They got some really nice new trucks, so it's great to see. They're really expensive nowadays, and they're hard to get. So, yeah, when you get new, it's a pretty nice turnover.
I'm going to guess that the old one sells in a heartbeat.
They do, because there's departments. We have another one that we're going to be selling at the first of the year, where some department up in Tower, Minnesota, up on Durange, it takes so long to get. It's up to 2 years now. First, you can get, you may have to pay more, but you're going to get one that's still in really good service, and you're going to be able to get it, you know, having the car on the lot kind of thing is tough right now.
Yeah, Dusty, I know, was a little frustrated because they kept pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back for the new truck down in front.
Oh, yeah. We've got trucks that have been on order for 2 years, the engine that we got this year. It's like, yeah, that's a long time.
Especially if you got them on some kind of a rotating, you know, every 3 years replacement kind of thing. It kind of botches your plan, right, Pete?
Yeah, it's just always fascinating to me to listen to Tom speak about all this. I know, Tom, how many volunteers do we have in the Northfield Fire Department?
Right now, I think we're at 35.
Is that maximum?
Those are your neighbors and coworkers around town, and they're really bought in. Every one of them, we joke when we say, during the interview, why do you want to be a firefighter? And just about everyone says, you know, I'm looking for a way to give back to my community. And everyone's got their, you know, another job. And so there's no, like, you have to be there. This is something that people, it's something different for your day job. And they want to give back. And there's volunteerism, as we all know, has dwindled. A lot of departments are moving to full-time because they can't get people. We haven't had that problem, knock on wood, to be able to have people that come up and we put up the sign that says we're hiring. Last time we had 26 applicants, which
cool.
Other departments, I tell them, they're like, oh my gosh, what a great problem to have. So, and we're finding the new recruits are coming in with that same kind of gangbuster. We really want to make a difference. So, again, it's a special area that we have down here in Southeast Minnesota where people still want to help.
Yeah, they understand about giving back.
Right. Nerstrand, Morristown, Lonsdale, Randolph, all the communities around us have really strong departments. And again, we had Nerstrand up for the fire we had this weekend and Faribault up for another fire we had, and Lonsdale, we're regularly back and forth. We're all just, and we train together and do things together, and it's that part of it makes it fun, is you see, oh, it's good to see Charlie again, or it's good to see so-and-so again. That's just how we work.
Yeah, I remember when Northfield did a training exercise down in Faribault at what is now Dakin. I can't remember what it was before that. That's what it was.
McQuay.
That's it, McQuay.
Yeah, McQuay.
Yep. McQuay, yeah. Did a training exercise down there with their ladder truck. That was interesting.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about, Tom, is we had a very wet spring and summer, and I think people lose track of the fact that, you know, we haven't had a lot of rain lately, and it's become quite dry. And I think that's something that, you know, it gets to be fall, and people want to have even a recreational fire or whatever. You really got to pay attention to the conditions out there.
Yeah, wildfires.
Yeah, last weekend, it was scary. We had bean stubble start on fire, and everyone can remember how the wind was just blowing on Saturday.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to jump the county road and get into standing corn, and then, you know, then you're costing people money, and they're miserable to try to put out. So, yeah, a lot of it comes down to common sense. A lot of us men have that 13-year-old boy stuck in us where it's like, oh, look, hold my beer, watch this. This is going to be cool. Try to be the voice of reason, or think of your mom or dad still being around and saying, what are you thinking? And use that common sense, because there'll be plenty of time through the rest of the fall and into winter to be able to do some burning if one needs it.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't have any combine fires.
Yeah, that's been going around. I've been seeing it statewide. We had one that started as a combine fire, and we were able to get to the farmyard as it was smoking and help put them out. But nowadays, think about the loss. I mean, some of that equipment is more than what some of the higher listings, Pete, you're seeing for homes. So you don't want to be, that's a huge loss for a farmer for implement. Implement is like fire trucks, and everything else nowadays is they're expensive and they take a long time to get.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you coming by. Pete, what do we got, a minute?
Yeah. Always fun having Tom here. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Yeah, folks, if you are interested in buying or selling, it is always a good thing to hook yourself up with a professional. And we have some great ones in this town, but we would always love an opportunity here at Century 21 Atwood.
To earn people's business.
Absolutely.
And their trust.
Yep. So what do you got coming up here, Gordy? Anything?
No. I got a match next week with your Raiders and the Owatonna Huskies next week.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be for the Big Nine title, I think.
Yep. Yep. Well, sorry, I'm
right here in Northfield. Well, you don't need to be sorry to me. I have no skin in the game whatsoever. That's why it's going to be a lot of fun to call.
It is. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be really fun. Jerry is speaking of having fun. You can have some fun and take me up to the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you, Gordy. Great job. Always fun to listen to what's going on up in Northfield. Our temperature in downtown Faribault is at 48 degrees, clear skies, light winds blowing out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour. So hopefully we won't have any more of those 30, 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts like we saw last weekend. So we don't have to worry quite as much about fire. Here's national news from ABC.